For Mishnayis, on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, we have a Mishnah that if the get is Nichta Bayom and Echtem Balayla, it's Machlek Zab Shimon and Achachamim, whether it's considered the incorrect Zman. Rab Shimon's opinion is that it's the correct Zman, because the reason for Zman is a Takana der Rabbanon, the reason for the Zman is Peris. You should know exactly when the Baal is no longer entitled to Peris Nichsa Maluk. In Kivin Shanasan Eno Bagarsha Shuvena Balechal Paris, and Nasan Eno Bagarsha means the Ksivis Haget. Why? Because Tosis explains the bottom Tosis that Rab Shimon holds like Rab Lozar that Ede Mesira Karsi, so you don't need any Hasimah. So the Ksivis Haget Ushma means that the Ksivis Haget is the Haskolos Hagerishin. So from the moment of Haskolos Hagerishin, he loses the Paris of it. So Rab Shimon holds that it has the correct man. We don't pass like Rab Shimon. The Gemara says maybe. That's on the top of your testament Aleph. The Gemara has that. When you have a machlokes, the rab, the halacha is always usually assumed to be yochid beram halacha kiram macharam lahatus. Once in a long while, if it's a din de rabbanon, all the cases in the Gemara din de rabbanon. If it's a case that's a din de rabbanon, then the Gemara will sometimes say kedai herapshimulis machala b'shas atchak. Okay. Machlekes to Shach and Taz and Yeredeh, whether it even applies to Dinim Deraisim. Some Achrayim want to say even on Dinim Deraisim, that's very difficult. Pashtus and the Gemara, the Gemara has in Ebrochas by Bichas Kriyashma, and the Shabbos by Muktzeh, and Nida by Tumala Mafreh. It's all by cases where all the Dinim are the Rabban. Here the whole Din of a Zman, incorrect Zman, the whole Din is only the Rabban. And I've heard the whole thing is not existent. So the Pashtus is that the Sfeka the Rabban Lakula, even though it's not really a Sofek, a suffix is one of its suffix ashokal 50-50. Here the raves say that the get is puzzle and the miyat say the get is good. So b'shas hatchak we consider that also a speka de rabbanan lakula. Because there is al kalponim a suffix oldu. When we have a machlokes yochid berabim and the accepted sheet is like the rabbim, it does mean that the yochid was wrong. The yochid is elu b'elu dibli kimchaim. There's room for his opinion, but halacha l'maisa, you have to make up your mind which opinion you're going to follow. So we follow the majority opinion, but it still is considered a suffix oldu. So we understand that in the other direction, the Mishkanes Yankev wrote in Broches on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, in the Sefer Koheles Yankev, so he writes, we understand the other direction, that it's of value to be machme for the Shita Sayochit. That you say suffix, it's a suffix what the din is, not really a suffix, Yochit Verabim, you pass on like the Rabim, so as a Midas Chasidus, you consider it as if it were a suffix, and there's room to be machmer. But he is saying in the reverse direction, that the yochid disagrees with the rabbin, so we consider it a suffix, and suffix the rabbanu lekula lahokel. You could be maker like kedai rab shimulis machala b'shas hadchak. That's a stretch. All right, but it's also based on the same idea. That's what the Mishkan Es Yankev writes in the Sefer. All these, he has 6-7 different cases. All the dinim, they're all based on the assumption that elu v'elu divrei lekim chayim. One was whenever you have a machlokes in Hilchos Avelos, so we always follow the lenient opinion. Why? Because Sofik Avelos Lekula is a separate din. It's not because Avelos is the Rabbanon. Tosis in Erevin quotes the Goinim and the Ramban, and the Sefer Torah Sodom quotes the Tosis in Erevin, who quotes these Tshuvas Agoin. That even according to the Goinim, who think that Avelos Yamrishan is the Raisa, you still say Sofik Avelos Lekula. Sofik Avelos Lekula is based on a pasuk, and it even applies in cases it exceeds the din of Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula doesn't apply when you have a Yochid Verabim, that's not a Sofik Ashokul. But here, even if you have a Yochid Verabim, and the Yochid is Mekel and the Rabbim are Machmirim, it's also considered Sofik Avelos Lekula. It means because the Ran writes in Kiddushin on the Ran on the Rif, at the end of the first Perek Kiddushin writes that if you have a Sofik Koldehu, Machlek Zach Verabim is a Sofik Koldehu. So we say that as far as Arla B'chutzlor, it's called Mekel Bar, so Halacha Gemosa B'chutzlor, as far as Sofik Avel, as far as Sofik Eruvin, when Mekel, even a Yochid B'machem Rabim when Mekel. All of these dinim are based in Kedai Raplanis Machal B'shas Hadchak, and that it's a value to be, it's a Midas Chasidis to be Choshish for the Shitas Ayochid. All of these are based on the Klal in the Gemara, that Eilu V'Yelu Dibri L'Kimchan. The Gemara has more halachs. Elu v'elu is not only that by learning Shitas B'Shama you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is not called Dvarim B'Teilim. That's on one level, but the Mishkan Es Yankev points out it's even much more than that. Even the Ge'er Halacha L'Maisa we say Elu v'elu divrei L'Kimchaim. Okay, so again, getting back to the mission. So it's Machlekes Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Shas Hadchak maybe, okay. But it was not a Shas Hadchak, we pass like the Chachamim. That what? That it's the incorrect Zman. So if you have a get that has the incorrect Zman, the get is puzzle. Really puzzle. Then there's a Mishnah later, a get she'ein bo Zman. Shloshi git misum nisavlat kosher. Yesh olavedim ve'ein bo Zman. If it doesn't have any Zman, then it's not as puzzle as over here. A get that has the wrong Zman is mamish puzzle in the Rabbanim. I get, maybe it's even possible in a Torah. Maybe it's even possible in a Torah. I don't know. I get that has Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla. Reb Shimon holds that it's the correct Zman, and we paskin that it's the incorrect Zman. Why is it the incorrect Zman? What is supposed to be the correct Zman? So that's what Tosis points out in the Hemshech HaSugya here. Reb Shimon holds the correct Zman is the Zman HaKsiva of the first 12 lines, because that's a Hascholos HaGerushin. If you would have held like Reb Meir, the Reidi Chasim HaKarsi, so the 12 lines is an introduction to the get. You didn't even begin. You didn't even scratch. You scratched the surface, but that's about all. You didn't write the get yet. The chasim of the two edim, that's the ksivas I get. That's what needs the ksivu lishma. So even if you would have held like Reb Shimon Shita that that from the time of the hascholos agerishin, time of the ksivas I get, the baal forfeits the peris. Hascholos agerishin is the chasimus edim, not the ksivas I get. The ksivas I get doesn't need lishma. The whole idea of hascholos agerishin is the meaning of the concept of ksiva lishma. So if you would have held like Rab Meir that the Ede Chasima Karsi, the Ascholas HaGershon would be this Zman HaChasima, not this Zman HaKsiva. And then the Gemara says Taman Amid Beis. We hold like neither. We hold that the Baal is Echad Peris, not from, the Baal forfeits the Peris not from the time of Ascholas HaGershon, but rather from the time of the Nesina, the Gemara Gershon, not the Ascholas HaGershon. Similar to the Machlekes on Yud Chesam and Aleph, Machlekes Rav Shmuel, Tanya Kavaseh D'Rav, Tanya Kavaseh D'Shmuel, from what moment in time on do you start counting the Shlosh Ochot Shehavchana? From the time of the Tchilos HaGerishon or from the time of the Gemar HaGerishon? So that was the Machlekes, whether Mishas Ksiva or Mishas Nesina. So similar to that is Machlekes over here, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Then Tosis introduced another concept here. Even if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, the ksiva of the first 12 lines is the ksivas haged, and that's called Haskolas Hagerishin. And Rabbi Shimon holds Nas the name of Lagarsha, the Baal already loses the Peris. So Tosis introduces there's a mockum to say that he only is still entitled to the Peris until the time of Chasimus Eidim. Why? But if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, Eidim is Sirakarsi, so you don't need Eidim Chasimus. So the writing of the first 12 lines was written in Shema. That's a Tchilas HaGerishin. So Tosis says there's room to Dingzach and say that he's entitled to Peris till the Tchilas HaGerishin had a Kola. Until you have a Kola, he's still entitled. Kola, we're usually used to thinking of Kola in a totally different area. That if you hold that this Shibud HaDeraisa, there's a Din, the Shibud HaGuf and the Shibud HaChosim. So Shibud HaGuf, you collect Minei Afilim Aglim Adal Kaspeh. Shibud HaChosim enables you to collect from the Lekuchos. So the Mishnah says in the end of Baba Basra, there's only Shim Nechasim if you have a Milva Bishtar. If you have a Milva Alped, there's no Shim Nechasim. Why is there a difference? So the Gemara says, because Man the Yosef, Bitsina Yosef, somebody who borrows money, does want to advertise, does want the whole world to know that he's in need of money, then when he's going to want to sell some of his merchandise so that people are going to handle with him. It's not like today, that you have a store and everything has a label on it. We're talking in the Middle East. Everybody handles. If everybody knows that I'm hard-pressed for money, so they're going to handle a little more. They know, so if they're going to know that I borrowed money, so they know that I need money, so they're going to bargain down the price. So the Gemara says, Man the Yosef, Betzina Yosef. The person borrows money, does want to advertise it. So it's going to be lace like color. No one's going to know about it. So there's going to be a problem of Seder the Lekuchas. How can you leave the din on the level of their Isa, that Shibud of their Isa? Or if you hold Shibud Alav Deraisa, Machlokes in the Gemara, whether this institution of enabling the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas, that's based on Shibud Nechasim, is that Ben Hatar, is that Ben Rabbanon? That's a Machlokes in the Gemara, a big Machlokes in Rishonim had a Paschal, whether Shibud Deraisa, Shibud Alav Deraisa. The long Shach in Simon Laman Tess, in Chosh Mishpat, he quotes a line of Rishonim Marocha, Mul Marocha, quotes 10 Rishonim Paschal, Shibud Deraisa, then Rishonim Paskin Shibud Alav Deraisa, and he comes to the startling conclusion that it's a Sfeiket Adina, that we have no way to be Machriya. So many Rishonim on each side, he can't even count up where the Rav is. It's a split all the way down the middle. So it's not shy whether we pass in Shibura Darais and Shibura Lav Darais. It doesn't make it, makes a very slight difference. So here, Hanagel and Yeran, it doesn't make a difference whether Shibura Darais and Shibura Lav Darais, we still, whether it's Darais or Darabonin, you still don't collect from the Lakuchas if it's a Milval Peh. Why? Because you'll ruin the whole real estate industry. Maybe it's already ruined now. But we don't want to be responsible. Let someone else be responsible for ruining the real estate. We're going to say that the Malva has a right to take away from the Lakuchas, and no one's going to want to buy any karka. Because how's the Lakech supposed to know to watch out from a Milval Peh? So that's why they cancelled the din of Shiba Nechasim by Milval Peh. Because Milval Peh is Manda Yosef, Betzina Yosef, and it's Leis Leikolo. And because of the concern of Pseida de Lakuchas, that's not fair. It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. You're going to ruin the whole economy by allowing the Malva to collect from the Lakuchas on the Milval Peh. But the Milva Bishtar is Islei Kol. So that's famous, Islei Kol. Islei Kol, that's the difference. That explains the difference between Milval Peh and Milva Bishtar vis-a-vis the Malva's ability or inability to collect from the Lakuchas. But over here, Taisus is saying a different part over here. They're interjecting this into the Gemara. The Baal Azaychel Peres calls man that he's married to his wife. When does he forfeit the Peres? So it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether Chilos HaGerishin or Gemar HaGerishin. What's Chilos HaGerishin? Chilos HaGerishin is the Ksivus HaGet, because you need Ksivu Lishmo. And Gemar HaGerishin is the Nesinus HaGet. So even if you hold that the Sereb Shimon holds Kimish HaNosan Elo HaGarisha, from the Chilos HaGerishin, the Baal already loses Peres. And we pass like the Chachamim from the Gemar HaGerishin, from the Nesinus. So if you hold Chilos HaGerishin, so then there's room to add on a connection saying, no, Chilos HaGerishin only if it's Islei Kol. What's Islei Kol? No. What has it got to do with anything? What's with the Islei Kol over here? The Baal only loses Paris when he did the Chilos HaGerishin and there are 80 Chasima who know about it. If he just wrote to get, the husband wrote a get to Shema, and he didn't have the Noedim, no one knows anything about it, so it's Islei Kol, so the Baal does not lose the Paris. Why not? That was the Tchilas HaGerishin. Why shouldn't you say that he loses the Peres? Mishas Tchilas HaGerishin. So that's what Taisus is interpreting in the Gemara. There's room to say Mishas Chasimah Sa'edim, not only if you hold like Reb Meir, Edich Chasimah Karsi. So the Chasimah Sa'edim is the Tchilas HaGerishin. That's the Ksivus HaGer. Even if you hold like Reb Lozar, that Edim Sira Karsi, and the Baal should really lose Peres, Mishas Tchilas HaGerishin, Ksivus HaGer, the first 12 lines, but the some sheet to sat on, you have to have Dafki Islei Kol. Okay.
Isn't that the same Takana de Rabbanan as always? If you're not going to have a kol, then it's going to be Pseid de Lakuchas.
If you're not going to have a kol,
if you say right away when he writes again, he doesn't have
he loses rent. The Paris.
So he's going to go and sell the Paris because nobody knows about it, and then she's going to go back and mon everyone for the money back. So it's the same Takana de Rabbanan as we had by Milval Peh.
The Tatle de Lakuchas are not Mishtabdi.
This was Gneva. He stole them from her. And he sold them.
I mean, he stole the Paris from his wife. That could be. I mean, just like in general, we make a Takana.
Since Milval Peh.
Shiba Nechasim, that you only collect Shiba Nechasim if it's Islei Kolo. So what's any time a ganef? Let's say a ganef steals watches and he stands on the corner and he sells the watches. So and then the police catch the ganef and they find out who the nignav is. Shine. So does he have the right to take the watches away from the lakuchas? Yeah. He always has a right to take away. So what are you going to say over here?
He's going to mess up the whole system because everyone thinks he's an honest guy that he's allowed to take his wife's Paris and sell them.
So normally when a ganav sells metalkalim to lukuchas,
he's a crook.
The
so
nignav has a right to go take it away from the lukuchas. If you prove it, if the police ascertain that he stole these goods, so you do have the right to take it away from the lukuchas. But over here, it's going to make a mess. Over here, they made a takona that the Baal is still entitled to Paris until the time that it becomes Islei Kol. Okay. Based on the same consideration as by Shiba Nechas. Okay. So again, so the two Mishnah. So the Mishnah Yud Zayin and Aleph is talking nicht about Yom Nechem Alayla. We hold that that's the incorrect Zman. Then you have the Mishnah Peivav and Aleph. Get Sheimbo Zman. Get Sheimbo Zman is not as bad as a get that has the wrong Zman. Yet it says in this is avlad kosher, and then the Rambam paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins like the Rav Haigoin, quoted by the Rosh over there on the Pei Vav. Where did the Goyim get it from? I don't know. So he holds that once you get to the Maskana apps, everything on Pei Vav and Aleph is rejected. And the Maskana is that Imnisis, not only Imnisis Avlat Kosher, the child, she married someone else. Not only do you say the child is not a mamzer, if it's a big shasa tchak and you can't get another get, so the first get is also good. A get shein bosman is only no good l'chatchila, and b'di'evit it's good the way it is. And she's allowed to remain married to the second husband, even if she doesn't get another get. That's what the Rambam quotes. He's quoting from the Goyim over there. Over here, you wouldn't say like that. If nicht b'yom and echt malayla has the wrong zman. So this is pasul m'dirabon, but that's half pasul. So Rav Soloveitchik told over a story that happened to his father. In Europe, they didn't have today. It's in style. Everybody's getting divorced. I'm old-fashioned. I'm still married to the same wife for the last 45 years. But everybody's getting divorced and remarried and divorced and remarried. Everybody's getting divorced. So years ago, it wasn't so common that today, if a man wants to get divorced, the sofer knows the nusach haget by heart. He writes 10 gittin every day, so he knows how to write the get. He just has to know the date and the names of the people. But years ago, it wasn't so common that they said, they would prepare for the get, and they would sit and think about how to spell the names. All week long, the rabbi had, if the husband and the wife have Yiddish names, they have to figure out how do you spell the Yiddish names in Hebrew. What's the conventional spelling for all the funny Yiddish names? So they had a lot of time to think. Today, you don't have time to think. You have 10 gittin in one day, so you have to quickly, 1, 2, 3, you have to make up your mind. You can't sit a whole week to decide. You'll need 20 years to write the gittin that take 1 year to do. So what they used to do was, when they give a get to the woman, so the practice is, after they give the get, so the rabbi who is Masada the get takes it back and he keeps it on file. And then he gives the woman a ptur, gives the woman a document that's signed by a bezin of three, that this is to ascertain that she was duly divorced and she's allowed to remarry. Ashtar ma'ase bezin. So the rabbi would hold on to the get. So when they had to write a new get today, so they would take the old get, and they would cross out the names and write on top of the names, the new names, write the date, cross out the date, and tell the sefer, write a get lishmo, copy everything that it says here, but write the new names, the correct names and the correct dates. So there was a case, Ramos Soloveitchik had a case, that he took an old get that he had around the house, and he crossed out the names, and he crossed out the date, he wrote the correct date, and then he forgot to cross out the year. So they had, by mistake, the cipher wasn't thinking, the rabbi was a little absent-minded, Ramos Soloveitchik, so he forgot. So they wrote, today, the husband's name, the wife's name, the day, the correct day of the week, the correct day of the month, and the wrong year, had a last year's date on it, didn't have this year's date. And this was a get shchid meira. The man was married and he had no children and he wanted to give his wife a get quickly before he dies, so she shouldn't be zekuka lechalitza. She shouldn't need chalitza from his brother. That would have posed a problem. So then, after they gave the get, then they realized that they made a mistake, has the wrong zman. So the man passed away before they had a chance to write another get. So the get was no good. It's a shtar mukdam. It had last year's date on it. A get mukdam is possible. That's the Mishnah. Nicht b'yom and after malala means it's a day off. Here it was a half a year off. Here it had had the date from the previous year. It was a half a year off. So the get was possible. So the poor woman needed chalita. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father came up with a svara. They looked on the calendar from the previous year. Someone had saved the calendar. They looked on the calendar, so there was no such date. Let's say this year Yud Dalet Ador. Tavshin Samach Tes fell out on a Tuesday. So by mistake, they wrote Tuesday Yud Dalet Ador Tavshin Samach Tes. He looked in last year's calendar. Yud Dalet Ador didn't fall out on Tavshin Samach Tes. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought, maybe this is not called a get mukdam, maybe it's called a get shein bo zman. This man doesn't exist. There is no such date in the history of the world. Tuesday, Yud Dalet Ador, Tavshin Samach Tes didn't exist and it's never going to exist. There isn't going to be such a day. So maybe it has the status of a get shein bo zman. It's not the psul of our Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Ashtar Mugdam. Maybe it's the psul of a get shein bo zman. Get shein bo zman, so how does it make it better? It's a little bit not as bad as our Mishnah. So maybe the Rambam paskins on that Mishnah Not only in Nisus Havlat Kosher, the child is not a mamzer, the Rambam paskins more than that, based on the Rav Haigon quoted by the Rosh there. That in Nisus Loiteitze, not only in Nisus Loiteitze, there's no din of a soita, asur labal, asur labal. If it's difficult to get another get, so you leave it the way it is, and she's allowed to remain with the second husband based on this get. So Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik thought, maybe you see from that Rambam, and that's how he paskin the Shulchan Aruch, maybe you see from that Rambam, that a get chambers man, they never even declared that it's a get posel in the Rabban. They just made a takana that you need hatzrochas get. We require lahatchil another get. If you can't get another get, so you leave it the way it is. So maybe if you have a situation where the husband gave a get before he died, and lahatchil we require another get. But the evet, if you can't get another get, so you leave it the way it is. And you say that this get is good. So maybe in such a situation, where they never even declared that the get is possible, the Rabbanu. They just required Hatzrochas get, no sav. So maybe if the man dies, he wouldn't require Hatzrochas chalitz. Since b'diavad b'shas hatchak, we would have said that that get is good. Maybe in such a case, that the woman is divorced and you don't need chalitz. That was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's story. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was not so much into p'sak halacha, he was into biurei sugyas. So Rav Soloveitchik said he consulted other Talmidim of Rav Chaim. He sent a letter to someone else, I forgot the name, someone who was a strong Moira Haroah, a Talmid of Rav Chaim. He was also masking with this cheshbon, that in such a case you wouldn't need chalitz. So he was mata the woman to remarry without chalitz. So I thought that this can only have happened to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. How could it ever happen to anybody else? So I saw that Avnei Nezer has three tshuvas about the same shot. But if you have a get chain, Bosman, he doesn't talk about this kind of a case, that this man doesn't exist, but he discusses this shaila. The husband gave his wife a get, she ain't bo's man, and then he dies, whether she needs chalitza or not. So he also discusses a possibility, a whole pimple apparently, a possibility that you shouldn't require chalitza in such a situation. So it's important to keep in mind whether you're talking about a get that has a false zman, that's worse, that's really possible. As opposed to a get chambers man, that's not as possible as a get that has the wrong zman. A get, but the wrong zman, our Mishnah says, is a get mukdam. A get mukdam. The zman nichta bayom erachna alal is a day off. Sometimes you write a get by mistake, you write last year's date. It'll be a year off. It'll be a year off. What if you give a get meuchar? What if you give a get and it has a later zman? So Tosis on Yud Zayinim and Aleph, as well as on Daf, Rabbi Kivega tells you, on Daf Peyom and Aleph, Tosis brings the same Hoychoche, arrive in the Gemara in the end of Bav Basra, that a get me'uchar, the husband gives a get today, and has tomorrow's month, has tomorrow's next month's day. Today it's just after Purim, and he writes Azman Erev Pesach. So it's not the correct month. So Tosis proves in the Gemara Bav Basra, that a get with Azman me'uchar is kosher. How do they prove it? Because the Gemara in Bava Basra, Berger Pasha Daf Kusama, how do they say? Muchach de Kosha. Why do you Omar? Get Mekushish, Kasvei de Mitoch, Kasvei de Mitoch, Kasvei de Mitoch, and the Gemara says, Molach Shon, and Monam Loshtaim. And the Get Mekushar, they had a practice that instead of writing which year it is, Lemelech Ploni, they would always add on an extra year. I was like, and everybody understood that you have to subtract a year, like the Mishnah has in Ksubis. In Ksubis it says, if a couple gets divorced, so the husband has to pay whatever it says in the Ksuba. So there was a practice in the days of the time, different regions in Eretz Yisrael, that they would multiply by 10, how much the Ksuba really is. They would write $100,000 really means $10,000. They write $1 million, it really means a tenth of $1 million. Everything they would multiply by 10, it should look better. So under the chuppah, they read a large amount, and then it's not really, or they multiply by, there's some shuls like that, and when they auction off the aliyahs, they say they're auctioning off for 500. They mean 500 pennies. They don't mean $500. 500, the other guy says 1,000. 1,000 means $10. It doesn't mean $1,000. So you divide by 100. You divide. So the Mishnah has like that. That if a husband gave his wife a ksuba in this area, that the days of the Tanaim, when they're holding by getting divorced, he has to pay the ksuba. He doesn't have to pay the full amount. It's self-understood. You interpret the loshen of the, like b'nedarim halochach loshen m'niyot. It's the same by shtaris. You have to interpret it based on loshen m'niyot. So if the practice is that you multiply by 5, you multiply by 10 when it comes time to pay. So you divide by 10. So the same over here. If you have a get mekushar, so the meaning in the days of the Talmud was that they would add on an extra year to the Shnois HaMelech. Why? I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara. I remember that Gemara gives a reason why only by get mekushar, why not by get pashut? I don't know. So the Gemara says, what if they wrote a get mekushar? They wrote a few lines and they left blank. They wrote a few lines and left blank, and they planned to fold it over and to have the Adam sign on the back. And then instead of finishing it off and leaving it like a get mekushar, they have the Adam sign on the front on the same side. So the Gemara says it's good the way it is. A get mekushar shechos me'edim mitochef. They sign on this side, so it'll remain a get pashut. So Tais says, how can it be a get pashut? But it has the latest man. It says an extra year. So as a get mekushar, we know you have to always subtract the year, because that was the minig bizman ha-gemar. They would add on an extra year. Malach shana, if the king was only ruling for a year, manam lo shtayim in a get mekushar, they would add on a year. And now that you made it into a get pashu, it says the get has next year's date on it. So how is that good? So you see from the Gemara that a get mu'uchar, a get with a later date is acceptable. Ifrek Taisakasha has the wrong date. So Tais says, no, it doesn't have the wrong date. If the get has next year's date, so the get is only chal as of next year. And the Baal is Echal Peres up until the time that the get is chal. Calls man that he's married, he's Echal Peres. We don't pass like Reb Shimon that he loses Paris from the Trilos HaGerishin. We pass and he only loses the Paris Mishas Nesines HaGet. So in the Get Mu'uchar, so the Get is only going to be Chal from the date in the Get. So Tosfos claims that it's the correct month. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that a Get Mu'uchar is possible with the Rabbanon, just like a Get Mukdam is possible with the Rabbanon. So a Get Mu'uchar is also possible with the Rabbanon.
What does the Ram do with that Gemara?
I don't know. That's what the Rabbi asked on the Ram. What does it do with the Gemara? I don't know. So then yesterday we left off in the middle of a topic. Yeah, I forgot already. We're supposed to start, we left off in the middle. In the days of the Gemara, there was a pause in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. So what if the husband dies in the middle of the Erisin and the husband divorces his wife in the middle of the Erisin? So if he gave her a ksuba, so lays din v'lays din, there's nothing to discuss. He gave his wife a ksuba, so he has to pay. If he didn't give his wife a ksuba, do you say, if a man is married for many years and then he dies or he divorces his wife and he never gave her a ksuba, from day number, never gave her a ksuba, so the Mishnah says, even though she doesn't have a ksuba, it's a tanai bezin. It's a shiva that the Chachamim imposed. We assume ksuba is lav deraisa. According to the Tanaim, hold that ksuba is deraisa. So it's a din deraisa that he has to pay. And most of the Rishonim paskin that ksuba is lav deraisa. So it's a midirabbanan. It's called a tanai bezin. Bezin made a takana that he has to pay the ksuba. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the end of the first parak, has an ibay the leif shita. What about arusa? Yesh lo ksuba, arein lo ksuba. So the Gemara quotes various sources that it says the parish arusa does have ksuba. The Gemara says hachmaskin b'shikas v'lo ksuba. If he gave her a ksuba, for sure she's entitled to the ksuba. He gave her a ksuba. So here the Gemara is talking, Bizmana Gemara, there was a long pause in between Erisin and Nisuin. So then the Gemara says, Shmuel has a din. Shmuel says, 15 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, Oma Shmuel, ksuba ke maise bezin dami, ma maise bezin, and nechtom mayom and nechtom in balayla, ksuba nechtemes bayom, ve nechtemes balayla. What do you mean, Ishtar Maise Bezin? Bezin paskins on a din Torah, and then they write up the psak, and they accomplish a shiba nechasim by writing up the psak. So Tosfos explains the Pashup Shat and Gemara. Even if they wouldn't have written up the psak, the Gemara has in different cases, in different places in Shas, the Gemara talks about how do you have a shiba nechasim? You're talking about a milval peh. So how do you talk about a shiba nechasim? So the Gemara will sometimes answer, if they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda, so the Kinyan Suda creates a Shiva Nechasim. And other times, the Gemara depending on the context, what the case is. Sometimes the Gemara says, Achamaskinon, Gishamad Bedin. If Amad Bedin, so that creates a Shiva Nechasim. How does it create? Hefke Bezin Hefke. Hefke Bezin can create Kinyonim, whatever they want, if they feel that it's essential. So they can create Shiva Nechasim. Shiva Nechasim is also a form of Kinyon. Shiva Nechasim is a Kinyan B'Mikza. So the Bezna has the ability to. So let's say the Din Torah was finished by Yom. And then half an hour before the shkia. And then the Bezin writes up the psak, and they didn't have a chance to sign it until balayla. They go to Dan Mincha, Ma'ariv, and dinner, or whatever. Then they sign it later, balayla. So it has the wrong zman. It has the zman balayla. They don't hand it over to the one who won the dintar, Reuben and Shimon. Had a dintar with each other. So whoever won, so the Bezin hands over the shtar. So the Chari, he only is kind of the Shimon Achasim from the time that they do the Mesiris Ashtar. So the Gemara says, no, Ashtar Ma'isa Bezdin. The Shimon Achasim was Kisham Ad Bedin. But Bezdin came to the conclusion, so that's Ahmad Bedin makes Shimon Achasim, even if they wouldn't have given Ashtar. The Ashtar Ma'isa Bezdin is just Ashtar Raya. It's not to be kind of the Shimon Achasim. The Shimon Achasim is created with Hefker Bezdin Hefker with the Psak. So that's not a problem. Ashtar Ma'isa Bezdin, that's Nichta Bayom and Nechta Malaylo, is the correct man. This man is this man of the Gemara of the Dintar. So Shmuel makes a statement just like Amayse Bez, Nichta Bayom and Achta Balayla is acceptable. So Ksuba is the same thing. Maza, why is the Ksuba the same thing? So Posh Pshat and the Gemara is, they're talking during Erisin. They're already married a couple of months. They're holding by doing the Suin. During Erisin, he doesn't live with his wife. Arusa, Minator, Arusa Muteris, Lebailo. And with the Rabbanan, the Mishnayos have that Arusa is Asura Labaila. That's interesting. In the first parak in Ksubis, it says, B'Yehuda, and Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted this din the Rabbanan. It used to be Misyachtim with the Kalos. Why didn't Tachachonim tell them that they're not allowed to? So the answer is, they had Eilu V'Eilu Dirili Kimchaim. Their Rabbanan felt that there's no need for din the Rabbanan. Leave it on the din the Raisa's Mutta. So they left it like that. They left it in Eretz Yehuda. There would be boiled arusa. She went in the mikveh, of course. There would be boiled arusa. They left it on a din deraisa. Years ago, they used to have, there were yud beishvatim. So every shev, the Ramban HaChumash writes in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim shatit l'chol l'shvatecho. So the Gemara says, l'chol shevet v'shevet. So the Ramban HaChumash quotes a Mishnah in the first parak in Hoirias that there was a beznak gadol shal kol shevet v'shevet that had authority over its shevet. So you could theoretically have 12 different groups, 12 different shvatim, and each shevet had its own psak, each shevet had its own derech and avodas Hashem. Like today, you have these chassidim, those chassidim, this yeshiva, that yeshiva, these mistagim, those mistagim. Every group follows their own poskim. So in the days of the Bais Rishon, already nobody knows what shevet anybody comes from. Just know Kohanim and Levim know they're from shevet. The others don't know what shevet they're from. But that was the original plan of the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what he wanted. There should be variety. Variety is the spice of life. The Rebbeinu Shlom also appreciates variety. And he wanted there should be Yud Beis Shvatim, and every Shevet should have a different approach, a different Derech and Avodas Hashem.
What would Nisuin accomplish in Yehuda?
What would Nisuin accomplish? That he's Mechuyev in Sher Ksus V'yayna. Not just he's Muta Lo Val Ishto. And he's Mechuyev in Mezainas. There's so many differences between Arusa and Nisuin. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud, lists off all the differences, everything in style at the time of Nisuin. So the Pashup Shadding Gemara is like this. We're talking during Erisin. During Erisin, she doesn't need any ksuba. In order to be allowed to live with his wife, you're not allowed to live with your wife if she doesn't have the ksuba. So when he's about to do the Nisuin, so he wants to write a ksuba, he wants to give it to her in order to be allowed to live with her. Normally, everybody did accept. In Eretz Yehuda, they didn't accept that din the Rabbanan, that Arus Asur Labala, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they did. And by the time the Amoraim are talking about, the time it came to Shmuel, this practice in Eretz Yehuda disappeared already. There wasn't Eretz Yehuda anymore. So the practice was that Arus Asur Labala, when he's about to do Nisun, he wants to write a ksuba, that it should be Mutar Lavo Al Ishto. So he tells he expresses his interest in writing a ksuba. So that's what Shmuel says. Once he expresses an interest in writing a ksuba, we declare that Arusa yesh la ksuba. Even if you hold in general Arusa ain't la ksuba, but if kasuv la ksuba, then yesh la. What do you mean, kasuv al yesh la? Of course yesh la. If I just obligate myself to give you $100,000 out of the clear blue sky, apropos to nothing, also, I have to pay up. No, it means Arusa. If kasuv la yesh la mitakonas chachamim. The chachamim said, if the chasin gives her a ksuba, then we declare that it has a din of a ksuba. It's not some a din of a hischayvus midas. It's not a separate hischayvus midas. It has a special status of a ksuba. Take for example, Shemitah is only mishamet halvos. When Shemitah comes to a close, shvis mishamet is b'seifa, so it cancels halvos, so it cancels chov stam. It doesn't cancel Oynes and Mefatim Oitzi Shema Shloshim Shalev. It doesn't cancel Knas. Doesn't cancel Mazik Chayvol. Doesn't cancel Hakofes Hachanus. If I went shopping at the grocery store and I didn't pay my bill, that's a different Chaloshem Chov. It cancels Havoes. That's how it says in Chumash. And the Mishnah is assumed that it also cancels a Chayv Stam. This is very strange. Tosis over here. Me'ema Saksub Mem Shametes. Tosis assumes that Shmita only cancels Havoes. And according to the way we pass, like the Mishnah, Rakofes Hachunus, Eina Mishametes, Tosis understands that to mean that Shmita only cancels Havoes, doesn't cancel any other Chayvus. That's not at all the way that's not the generally accepted opinion. I don't know where Tosis got it from. We assume that Shemitah cancels a Chayv Stam. About not like that. Let's say the man owes his wife Ksuba and then they make a Zekifas Milva. Or the man owes money, Oynes and Mefatim, Oytu Shamar, Shloshim Shalevid, Knas, Chayv Almazik, Hakofes Hachanus, the Mishnah is Hakofes Hachanus. Whatever debt he owes, which is not subject to cancellation of Shemitah, and then he does a Zekifas Milva. So then the Mishnah says, once you do a Zekifas Milva, so Shvius is Mishametis. Why? What happened? What does Zekifas Milva mean? Zekifas Milva means, Avnei Nezer writes like that. That's a Rav Soloveitchik assumed. He may have gotten it from the Avnei Nezer. He got a lot of things from the Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer writes, what's Pshat Hakovas Achanus? What's Pshat Zekifas Milva? Zekifas Milva means, I paid up the old debt by accepting a new Hischaivus. And the new Hischaivus is a Chob Stam. You can pay up the old debt either with kesef or with shove kesef or with a new hischaivus. So I owe my wife a chiyuv ksuba, and ksuba is like oynes mefatim oitzi shemra chayv lamazik. It's not subject to cancellation when it comes shmita. But if I pay up the ksuba by accepting upon myself a chov stam, so then there's no longer a chiyuv ksuba. That's paid up already. I owe a chov stam. A chov stam is canceled by shviyus. That's the halacha. Once you do a Zekifas Milva, so it's converted into a Chov Stam. How? By the acceptance of the new Chov, that's considered a payment of the old Chov. And now you owe the new Chov, and the Chov Stam is subject to Shemitah. I don't know, the Tosis assumes that a Chov Stam is not cancelled by Shemitah. So how do they understand the whole institution of Zekifas Milva? Zekifas Milva means I paid up the old Chov, yeah? I don't think so. Ksuba dirkis, the din is that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife, even though he gave her a ksuba, but she lost it. She misplaced it. So he wants to live with his wife. So he's not allowed to. She lost the ksuba. So he has to write her, I married this girl so many years ago, and I gave her a ksuba then, and she says that she lost the ksuba. I take her word for it. The din is that you're not allowed to write two shtoris on the same chayv, because the person may collect twice. But he has no brayer over here. If he doesn't write her another, she claims that she lost the ksuba. Sometimes the wife is telling a lie. She didn't lose the ksuba. She's planning to give him a hard time, and she's going to get divorced, and then she's going to collect twice. She's going to collect with one ksuba and one bezin. Then she's going to wait a year or two, then she'll go to another bezin, and then cry that she never collected the ksuba. She got divorced. Here's the documentation to prove that she got divorced. And then she'll pop up with the other ksuba. So the Gemara says in Bavli Basra, you're never allowed to write two shtaris on the same chayv, but the husband has no choice. So he writes in the ksuba dirkis, so I was married to the girl, I gave her a ksuba 40 years ago, and she says that she lost it, but so I have no choice. So the only way I'm allowed to live with her, if I give her another ksuba, so he writes, I'm giving this as a substitute for the first ksuba, and I hope she doesn't collect twice. And if she does collect twice, so he lost out. Okay, what can you do? So shtar ksuba dirkis is the same old chi of ksuba. He's giving her a shtaraya now, but zekifas milva is not at all. Zekifas milva means the old debt is no longer here. I convert it into a new debt. So, but what happened to the old debt? So that's what Avnei Nezer explains in his Chuvus. The old debt is paid up by accepting the new debt. You can pay in cash, you can pay in shavu kesef, or you can pay in a shtar. So I give a shtar to the same amount that the old debt was. So the old debt is paid up by giving the new debt. And the new debt is a chov stam, and a chov stam is subject to cancellation by Shemitah. The Gemara has Ezel Neshech, the Gemara has a din like this. So someone asked me the Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. It came up, Halacha Lamaisa. There were two girls who were in the dormitory in Penn University, and one girl was not Jewish, and one girl was Jewish. So the non-Jewish girl lent money to the Jewish girl, Beribis. They drew up a whole document. She lent the money by ribis. Then, before she had a chance to collect all the money, she converted. The non-Jewish girl converted. So the Shaila is she allowed to collect the ribis or not? At the time that she made the loan, she was not Jewish. And now she wants to collect it. Now she already is Jewish. So the Gemara deals with it. There's a separate siman in Shulchan Aruch on that, in Hilchos Ribis. Gemara deals with all possibilities. Every single possibility, Shteit and Gemara, just have to read all the Gemaras, that's all. Read every sif in Shulchan Aruch. Usually when we learn Shulchan Aruch, we skip the sif that we think will never come up in a million years. But everything does come up. So this is a B'feirish Adin. It says in the Gemara, it depends. If she made this Kifas Milva before she converted, then the old Chov is paid up. And that was a Chov Stam. A Chov Stam is no longer considered the ribis. But if she didn't make her Kifas Milva before she converted, so now that they're both Jewish, the Malva and the Lava are both Jewish, even though the Halvoa was Beheter, but now that they're both Jewish, it's also for her to collect the ribis. The B'feirish Adin in the Gemara.
When the Jewish Kifas Milva by such a thing, that means there's no more ribis achelas ben? Means it stops now?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't keep on accumulating more ribis now.
Otherwise it's just the same.
Yeah, whatever was up until now, so instead of paying $100 for the keren and the $20 extra for the ribis, so you pay up the old chov by accepting it by yourself a new chov. I hereby obligate myself to give you $120. So it's a chov stam. The old chov with the keren with the ribis is gone. It's already paid up with this new chov. And a new chov is a chov stam. So that's the same thing over here. Skivas milva applies over there, benegir to ribis. But the more famous din of skivas milva is over here, benegir to shmita. The shvis is not mishametes, oynis and mefata moitz v'shem raksuba. Hakofas achanus, all these things are not mishametes, only mishametes alvor, or a chov stam, but you can pay up the old... You can pay up the old debt of Ksuba or the old debt of Hakov Sachanus by accepting a new debt. And the new debt will be a Chov Stam. The Chov Stam will be subject to the rules and regulations of Shemitah. So that's what the Gemara has a machloik is Rav Shmuel Me'emas HaKsuva Mishametes. When if a couple got divorced and the husband never paid his wife the Ksuba and then Shemitah comes to a close, so that's a Mishnah in Shavis. The Shavis is not Mishametas. It's not a Halvah, it's not a Chov Stam. It's a Chov with a Shem Lavai. It's called a Chiyuv Ksuba. It has a whole different story to it. Different dinim, Benegeit Ksuba. Just like Knas is not subject to, Chov Lamazik is not subject to Shavis. So Ksuba is also not subject. What do you have to do to convert the Chiyuv Ksuba to a Chov Stam? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass in lahalacha either mishetivgom or mishetizkov. If you do as kifas milva, so you've paid up the ksuba, and now you owe a chov stam. So it's kifas milva work, just like the Mishnah says in Shviz. That kifas milva works on a kofas hachanus to convert it into a chov stam. That kifas milva works on a ksuba also to convert it into a chov stam. And then the Gemara says there's another way to do it, mishetivgom. When you start to make the piroin, you only label the chiyuv ksuba as a different chaloshem chiyuv. It's a different type of a din. Let's say normally, either collect nizikin is dinam beidis and a bachav dinam bebeinus. And the ksuba sish is different from everything. It's dinam beziburis. Special din. Dinam beziburis. And metaltalin. You can't collect metaltalim for ksuba. Different dinim. Ksuba has, everything is different. So once you did a skifas milva on the ksuba, so it's no longer a chiv ksuba. Now it's a chob stam. And it's collected from beninus, not from ziburis. And you can't collect from the metaltalim. You just changed the whole nature of the chiv. You paid up the old chiv, it's no chiv. So the skifas milva, we understand that says in the Mishnah. If there was a hakofas achanos, you make a skifas milva, you convert it into a chob stam. But then the Gemara says, or Misha Tivgom, when you start to pay, when you start to make the payment, so that's already considered as if it's converted to a Chov Stam. It has the magical title of Ksuba, only calls man you didn't begin to pay. But once you start to pay, then it's considered like a plain old Chiyuv, and then it is subject to Ksuba. Very strange din. None of the Rishonim explain why. Then they don't explain also, the Gemara had a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav says you need both. Mishetivgom bitizgov. You need skifas milva plus ascholos apiron. Why do you need ascholos apiron? The Mishnah says if you had a hakofes achanus and you did his kifas milveh, so it's converted to a chov stam. So then it is canceled by shviyas. So why is baksuba? Why isn't it sufficient kifas milveh? Why does he insist you need mishetivkom vitizgov? You need two things together. So not in the Rishonim explain it over here. I don't know.
Does
Gemma
help in other cases, like in
Yibis? Does what help? Gemma. Mishativ Gom. No. What do you mean, other cases?
I mean, like, for example, we get a case of Yibis, like, would it. Because the whole. You get the case that Yibis needed to have a cold stomach if you're allowed to collect.
I don't think it would change anything in Yibis. I don't think so. Over here, it changes it that Kozman, you didn't begin to pay the ksuba at all, then it has a magical label of ksuba. Once you start to pay, so I treat it like a regular chayf. So then I declare that it is subject to the laws of Shemitah. Why should it be so, though? The Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah by a korbes achanus just says you do skivas milva. The Rabbi Shmuel, they're both pella. I don't understand either. I don't understand why should it be either A or B. I don't understand why should it be both together. Why don't you say it's the same as Akobis Achanus? If it did, give us milva, so it solves your problem.
Would that even apply by case of Hima? Would Zivaris and would all of you apply or just
I think it's still Zivaris. I think it's still going to even. He starts to pay the Ksuba. He says he makes an installment plan. He's going to pay in installments. So the first payment that he makes, he gives Ziburis. Then you say once he paid the 30% of the ksuba, so the rest he has to pay in Beinonis. I don't think so.
Yeah, the whole thing's a takana der rabbanon, so takana would still be in play for everything.
So everything remains Ziburis. So where do you come off to say such a thing? When you start doing the trilos apiroin, so it no longer has the status of ksuba, it's treated like a chob stam. I don't know. I don't understand it all. So getting back again, Nachman. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia had a suffix, but Arusa yesh laksuba ein laksuba. So the Gemara, the Pashtus seems to be Arusa ein laksuba unless Kosav law. And if Kosav law, then it's not only his chayvus midas. Kosav law, then we declare that it's considered a tanai bezin. Then it's considered a tanai bezin. Let's say Kosav laksuba, and then Shemitah comes to a close. So you're going to say that the Shvius is going to be Mishamah because of Hischaibus. It's a Hischaibus unrelated. No, it has the magical title of Ksuba. Kosel Ksuba, it's a din of Ksuba. It's not Stam Hischaibus. Unrelated to Hischaibus Stam. It has the status of Ksuba. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Shmuel, just like Maise Bezdin, if it's Nichta Bayom, if the Gemara Din was Bayom, so Bezdin, Hachmas Kinim, Mishamat Bedin. If Hachmat Bedin, you can create Shibin Lachasim. So the Shem and the Chosim are there already. So if the Bezim will write the Shtar Maisa Bezim on the Psak, they'll write it by Yom with the Zman of Yom, and then they won't be Chosim until a month later. It doesn't pose a problem. The correct man is the Zman of the Gemara Hadin. So Shmuel said the same is true regarding Ksuba. Once during Erison, once the husband expresses an interest in giving his wife a Ksuba, then there's a Yeshla Ksuba Mitam Takonas Chachamim. So Mitam Takonas Chachamim Yeshla Ksuba. Not from the beginning of the Erison. The beginning of the Erison never expressed an interest in giving her a ksuba. But now that he's holding by doing Nisu, and if he doesn't give her the ksuba, he's not allowed to live with her. So he expresses an interest, he wants to write the ksuba today. Once he says he wants to write the ksuba, say, yesh lo ksuba mitam takanas chacham. That's why I don't understand what Taisvus is talking about over here. It's a pella in Taisvus. Af ksuba, nechteves bayom and nechtemes balayla. The Taisvus talks about Bizman Balei HaTaisvus. Bizman Balei HaTaisvus, they didn't have such a thing. They didn't have a pause in between Erisin and Nisun. This already changed. Before the days of the Balei HaTaisvus, this was a Takonis HaGainim, that you don't have a hapsok between Erisin and Nisun because they saw that Znus was going on. The woman is being Mizana during Erisin, she'll become a Sait Asur al Abal. She's not living, she's an Eish, says she's not living with her husband. So they did away with it. They did away with it. So if the husband wants to write a ksuba, vayas, bizman is that the husband says he wants to write a ksuba. When does he say he wants to write a ksuba? He says by the chasen's tish, before erison. They're engaged. In modern Hebrew, you call it erison. But al pidin, there is no erison. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos says, that you have no right to write the original Zman because of the issue of Leis Leikolo. What do you mean Leis Leikolo? They're not married yet, but there's no Takonas Chachamim over here. Leis Leikolo would be if Yesh Lo Ksumi Mitam Takonas Chacham, that it's Leis Leikolo. So then you say, okay, that it's the wrong Zman. But it's Leis Lo Ksuba, period. She's not even married. So how can you say that the original Zman is good? But Moshe Tosis says that if you make a Kabbalah Kenya Mihu Hech the Kodamine, Lekal Mechash Nidika, Amin and Baba Basra, yeah, these are Yemenak Nisa, yeah. So Tosis says then there's no problem. The Pashta, when is Tosis talking about? When are they writing the Ksuba? They're writing the Ksuba before the Chuppah, no? Before the Chuppah. Because by us, we have the Chuppah immediately following the Kiddushim. We don't have a pause in between. So the Pashup Shat and Taisis is like we have the practice today. If you do the Kabbalah's Kenya by the Chosin's Tishan, you can write that Zman. But Moshe has in the Sefer on Bab Mitzvah a whole interpretation, and Taisis there, he says that Zman Azeh, you can't do that even if Konam Yodah before the Chuppah, before the Kiddushin, the Shibin the Chosin is not Chal. Nothing is Chal. The Pashtus and Taisis is not so. If Konam Yodah, the Shibin the Chosin is Chal, just don't understand what Taisis says. When the chassan expresses an interest in writing exuba, so it's just an issue of kola, isle kola, lesle kola, and the tosefes, the machlekes in the rishonim where they say maybe tosefes lesle kola, and the nochalasis came mishum tosefes dilma lesle kola. And other rishonim say, what are you talking about? The hagos oshri, the others they quote, what do you mean? Everybody knows every single exuba has tosefes. There's going to be Yisle Kola, not only on the Ikek Sub, there's going to be Yisle Kola on the Tosefes. What does it help Yisle Kola, Yisle Kola? They're not even married yet. What kind of Kola? Kola is good. If you can say it's a Tanait Bezdin during Erisin, that Arusa ain't look Suba, but if he says he wants to give a Suba, then Yesh look Suba, Mitam Takonas Chachamim. But here they're not even married yet, so why should it help even if Yisle Kola? That's what I don't understand. Tosefes doesn't explain what's going on here. What happened on Friday? What happened on Mitzoy Shabbos? What do they say? They write the Ksuba on Friday, they don't sign until Mitzvah Shabbos, and this is before the Eris and after the Eris, and when are they having the Chuppah? When are they getting married? If Stesa doesn't explain when they're getting married. This is a week before they get married. That's what Stesa writes in another place. A boy from one city is marrying a girl from another city, so the boy has his Zayfruf in his city, then he's going to travel in between. So they wrote the Ksuba on Friday before the Yoifruf, and they signed the Ksuba on Matzoi Shabbos after the Yoifruf, and then he's going to go travel to the other city, and they're going to get married on Tuesday night, on Wednesday. That's what they're talking about. That the Ksuba was written on Friday, and it was signed on Matzoi Shabbos, and this is 4 days before the Chuppah. So how can it help? What does it help if he's like Kola? They're not even married yet. There's no Takanas Chacham that there's a Chiv Ksuba. I don't understand what Tosis means here.
Is it clear anywhere that the Bali Tosis had the minig of the Goinim?
Yeah. The Hagos Maimini quotes that Rashi and the Rabbi Nitam introduced the Kriyas Aksuba. Because the Goinim introduced that you have back to back. The Chuppah immediately following the Erisin, and for centuries, and since the days of Maimon HaSinai, the practice was that there was a long pause in between Erisin and Nisuin. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam introduced the Kriyas Aksuba to have a little pause. Zecher to the pause, he used to have 6 months or 12 months between Erisin and Nisuin, so they introduced it should have 3 minutes by reading Erisin, at least have a little bit of a pause by reading the Aksuba. And then they say, that's why you say Bor Piagofen over the second cup of wine. They were bothered, that's what Agos Maimri quotes, they were bothered with the question. I had to say Bor Piagofen over the kosher on Yisu and Bishleiman and Zman HaGemara. So it was 6 months after the Bichas Erisin. They said Bichas Erisin 6 months ago, 12 months ago. Then today they go to the Chuppah, they say Bichas Nisuin. But Zman HaZeh, you say the Bichas Nisuin immediately following the Bichas Erisin. So what are you saying, another Bor Piagofen? So they say the Rashi and Rabbi Natam introduced the Hafsaka of Kriyas Aksuba, like there always used to be a Hafsaka of 6 months, 12 months, and now there's a little Hafsaka, so it's okay. Well, how is it okay? We say Bar Piagofen, and then you pause for 3 minutes, then you have to say another Bar Piagofen, and they didn't answer the question. So the Pashto says he means to say, the Agos Maimonides means to say, that it's like the Arba Kaisis by the Seder, that our practice is, the minig by the Ashkenazim is, he said Bar Piagofen all four times. And And then he started to leave out the Barpi HaGofen on the second course, in the fourth course. The second course, the Barpi HaGofen is covered with the Barpi HaGofen over the first course. So it's 20 minutes later. How long does it take between the first course and the second course? Then the third course and the fourth course also doesn't take that long. You just say the benching, then you have Barpi HaGofen over the third course, then you're going to have the fourth course. 10 minutes later, you're going to say the end of the hollow. So the practice by the Ashkenazim is that you do say Barpi HaGofen even the second and the fourth course. So the Rishonim give different answers. One of the answers is that since each one is a koshal bracha, salpidin, each one needs its own Barpi HaGofen. Whenever you have a separate koshal bracha, you need a Barpi HaGofen. So that's what the Hagos Manri says over here. Strictly speaking, it's not a problem. You could have said Barpi HaGofen over the second course of Nisuin, over the Sheva brachas, even if you say right after Hariyat Mekudeshusli. He gives the ring and right away you say the other brachas, but you make it look a little better, so you have a pause of reading the ksuba. But it's not that the reading of the ksuba solves the problem. The reading the ksuba doesn't take more than 3-4 minutes. It doesn't take so long. That's not a Hesach HaDatz. It makes it look a little better, like by Pesach. You recite a little bit Haggadah in between. But the real answer by Pesach is not that you recite Haggadah. The real answer is that it's a separate Koshal Bracha. So here also, the Kosh Nisun is a separate Koshal Bracha. Yeah, the Rishonim quote that in the days of the Balei HaTosis, the practice had already changed. From the days of the Gaonim, they changed it. That was instituted by the Gaonim, that they shouldn't have the pause in between the Erisin and the Nisun. So here there's a question whether we paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel says, Nachamol, Ksuba kemaisa bezdin dami. My maisa bezdin, nichta bayam erachtim alayv is not a problem because Ahmad Bedin already accomplishes the whole Shiva Nechasim. So Ksuba also, if it's nichtevis bayam erachtimis balaylo, it doesn't pose a problem. Because yesh laksuba mitam takanos chacham. Why yesh laksuba? During erison, arusa ain't laksuba. But if he expresses an interest that he wants to give her laksuba, then the Gemara says yesh laksuba. If kasav laksuba, then yesh laksuba. Not only kasav law. If he expresses an interest, then yesh laksuba mitam takanos chacham. So that's a shada that we paskan like Shmuel. So the Rosh quotes the machlokes. Usually hilchas in kishmuel bedine. This is nizikin. This should be considered like din. We should pass like Shmuel. Then the Gemara tells the story. The next line, Rav's son got married, and the ksuba was nechta bayom and nechta balayla. And Rav loyama ulo midi. The Gemara says, should I assume that Rav holds like Shmuel? The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Why do they have to knock him down? What's so bad? Rav and Shmuel have a right to agree once in a while. They don't have always disagree. Sometimes the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel damit chavai. They both say the same thing. What did they have to say? Can it be? Lema? Should I say Kishmuel Svirale? No, it can't be. It must be Asuk Moslem. What do they have to knock it down for? They should have said maybe he does agree with Shmuel. So you get the impression from the Gemara they're pushing Shmuel out. We're not going to accept Shmuel. They would be heartbroken if Rod would say like Shmuel because we're kicking Shmuel out. We're not going to pass him like Shmuel. So that's what the Rosh quotes. Psashayla and the Rishonim. Whether do we say Halacha Kishmuel over here? Because it's Dinim. Or should you assume, no, that the Gemara seems to be angling to push the halacha against Shmuel. So how does the Gemara matche? What was the case again? If the ksuba was nechta bayom and nechta balaylo, in the days of Rav Chiya Bar Rav, Rav's son got married. This is before the days of the Gaonim, so they still had a long pause between Eris and the Nisuin. So he told them that they should write the Ksuba, and she was already in Arusa. The Pashto says he told them to write the Ksuba towards the end of the 6 months or the 9 months or the 12 months of the Erison. And it was Nichta Bayom and Echta Balayla. So according to Shmuel, it's good. The Gemara holds that we don't pass like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, maybe we don't pass. Le'olam, we don't pass like Shmuel. Maybe the story over here was that it was Asukim B'Oso Inyan. And if it's Asukim B'Oso Inyan, then it's not a problem. Asukim B'Oso Inyan is not a problem where? By all story halvoa? By all story halvoa, it's not a problem. Or it means Asukim B'Oso Inyan is not a problem by Ksuba. So here the Rosh has invited the two pshatim. So some Rishonim say Asukim B'Oso Inyan is not a problem by your story halvoa. How could that be? How do you have a Shiva Nechasim from yesterday just because of Sigla Mosu in you? You know, Sigla Mosu is already Yisle Kola, but you're Yisle Kola. I mean, you don't even need a Milba Bishtar. The only reason my Milba Alpeh doesn't have Shiva Nechasim is because of Yisle Kola. But if the Loiva expressed an interest in writing a Shtar, the Loiva agreed he's going to write a Shtar. And they started to write the shtar on one day, but they didn't finish it. Didn't give over the shtar till the next day. So if it's hasukum also inyan, so then we say it's already yisle kola from the very beginning, from the very outset. And since yisle kola, so even a milav al peh has a shiva nechos. Wow, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. If you hold that hasukum also inyan works, even by shtar shtaris, by shtari halva, that's what here for the rishonim learn. Others say no, hasukum also inyan works only by ksuba. It doesn't work by Shtori Halva. It works by Ksuba. The whole Hezbollah that Shmuel said that the Ksuba should have really been a Tanai Bezin. Bapa and Aru said they never made a Tanai Bezin. But if he expresses an interest in giving her a Ksuba, then you say, Aru Sheyesh Lo Ksuba, Mitam Takpanos Chacham. So the only thing is you have to have an Islay Kola. So Asukum Asuinyim accomplishes that to solve the problem of the Kola, of the Islay Kola. Okay. Yeah, now the Gemara has a new discussion. Reb Shimon says, if nichta bayom and echtam balayla is good by get, because it's the correct zman. It's not called the zman mukna. It's the correct zman because the Baal is only titled to Paris Nechsimulu up until the Tchilos HaGerish, and Tchilos HaGerish is the Ksivus HaGet, because Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon Baichoi, holds like Rab Lozor that Eidem is Sirikarsi. So the Ksivus HaGet is the first 12 lines, so that has the correct Zman. The Zman of Ksivus HaGet is the Zman of Nasan Enev Lagarsh. So Rish Lokish has a comment on the bottom of Yud Ches Amin Aleph. Because Chayshina Shema Pius, we have to be concerned. Maybe there was a Pius. What do the words mean? Maybe there was a Pius. What happened over here? So it's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. What is he concerned about? We don't really pass like Rav Shimon, so the whole issue is irrelevant. And Rabbi Yechonah disagrees with the Rish Lakish. But what did Rish Lakish say over here? What does it mean Chayshina Shema Pius? What does it mean, Chashim Hashem and Pius? So Rashi says, we have a din of get Yoshon, Choshin is Yachid in Mishtoi, in between Ksivus HaGet and the Nesinus HaGet. That's a get Yoshon, it's possible with the Rabbanon. That's Mishnah Yisleid, Besilim Beishamai. So over here, he says, we're concerned, Shem and Pius. Maybe he was Boleh, maybe it's Rashi writes, Shem and Pius is Hishim, Tal Kacha Boleh, but how do we get Yoshon? Yeah. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, I don't think you have to worry. And he said, the peace call is Leila Milsa. If he was really living with his wife, we would have heard about it. They're talking about getting divorced. Obviously, they're separated. So what do you mean, Chashin Hashem and peace? Where did he come up with such a wild idea? He lives in New York and she lives in California. So how can it be Hashem and peace? Or they're living in two different apartments already. They're not talking to each other. They're angry at each other. So Misa the PA is called, like we would have heard about it. We didn't hear, so you don't have to be concerned, Shem and Pius. That's how Rashi learns. That is to prove some other Gemaras that the phrase Shem and Pius cannot pass, and the other Gemaras clearly cannot have the meaning that Rashi said. So the Rabbi Natam says, I'm Rabbi Natam here in the second very wide line, and the Tais of Shem and Pius. Shem and Pius, the Resh Parakalagat Vatsalayma, Shem and Pius, a detail. That what? If the Baal authorizes the Edom to sign a get, and then he revokes the authorization before they sign. So then it turns out that the signing the get without the Asam Schayt, because the husband said, don't sign. So that'll be a Psul Deraisa. If Edom sign a get, not authorized by the husband, that's exactly the difference between Mipiham alone picks of them and the Shtar. If the Edom write on their own Mipik Sovim, then it's no good. But if the Edom are authorized by the Das and the Schaif, the right of Shtar, then it has the status of Shtar. So what if the Baal authorizes the Edom? The Baal over here is considered the Das and the Schaif by the divorcing. So the Baal authorizes the Edom to sign, and then he revokes his authorization. And they're going to sign tomorrow, and then he tells them not to sign. Or he lets it be known that he changed his mind. He doesn't want anybody to sign the get. So when they sign the get, that's That's a lack of das hamischak. So that is no good. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam says pshat. We have to be concerned. Maybe the Baal changed his mind, and Mimele, the Edom had no right to sign. So Rabbi Yechanan says you don't have to be worried about that. We didn't hear that there would have been a kolam. If the husband wants to back out, we would have heard about it. Okay. Then what is the Mar Havishayla? There are 10 people standing around. The husband says, "Kisvu tnu get liishti." So does he mean all 10 have to write the get? No. Here in the Mishnah, they quote a Mishnah from the Kamon Samachov. Well, Tanan, Omal asar kisvu get liishti echad kais v'shnayim chosnim. Unless he says kulchem. If he says kulchem kisvu get liishti, then we require that they should all sign it. If he says kulchem, we insist that they all have to sign. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the din? In the event that the husband meets up with a group of 10 people and he says, Kulchem kisve get li ishti. So they all have to sign. Do they all sign b'toras eidim? But he's saying only 2 of them sign b'toras eidim and the others are just signing b'toras tonight. He said, Kulchem kisvu, so it's as if he just added on it tonight. The my nafkamina, so the Gemara says 2 nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if kulam mishimeidim, so if any one of them is a karav or apostle, so it's no good. You need all 10, it should be kosher eidim. That's one difference. And Gemara has another difference. There is a din that the Edom have to sign Zeb if Nezeb. They have to all sign on the same day Zeb if Nezeb. So if only 2 of them are Mishum Edom and the rest of the other 8 are only Mishum Tanai, so 2 have to sign today. That's the Ksivis Aget. That's the Chansivis Aget. The rest is Tama Tanai B'Alma. They can sign the Kanvar Asar Yom. They can sign a year later. But if you hold that Kulam Mishum Edom, then they all have to sign Zeb if Nezeb. Everybody has to sign today. That they should have the correct Zman. We don't follow Reb Shimon. That the correct Zman is Zman of the Ksiva of the 12 lines. We hold the correct Zman is the Zman of the Nesina, not the Zman of the Ksiva. Yeah. What does it mean, Kula Mishim Eidim? What does that mean? So Pashab Shat is that it's a Tanai, it's a Kpeda on the part of the Baal, and the Kpeda is in Lomdisha terms. He wants all 10 to sign as if they would have been eight. What do you mean? You can't change the din in the Torah. The Chumash says you have 2 witnesses. There's no halacha that says that you need 10 witnesses. There's no such thing that you need 10 witnesses. You have 2 witnesses enough. But Kulam Shemed and Pashim Shad does mean that he changes the din. Is it paid at the Baal that he wants that all 10 should act as if they're eight? Or we suggested another possibility that the Ramban al Torah writes, on the pasuk, al pishnai meidim al pishlosh meidim yumas hamei. So the other pasuk, al pishnei meidim al pishlosh meidim yafam adavos. So the Mishnah in Makis in the first prayer raises the question: in miskayem so edis pishnai loim frat lachak kasa bishlosha. What does it say? Shlosha, if 2 are good, so anything above 2 is certainly good. So the Mishnah has all kinds of drushas of the Torah Shabbalpeh. It tells you the trei kameya. It tells you that shiozamukulam. It tells you the din of karav apostle. Various chidushim. But that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. So that's what the Ramban HaChumash quotes the Rav Sadigon, wrote a translation of the Chumash into Arabic. In some Sephardic communities, they still read the title Yom HaZeh, the Arabic translation of Rav Sadigon. So Rav Sadigon's translation, he translates Al Pishnai, made him Al Pishlosh Eidim, that 2 Eidim and 3 Dayanim are needed to be Mekabel the 2 Eidim. It's very doichik. How does it fit? It's Al Pishnai, made him Al Pishlosh Eidim. It doesn't say Shlosh Dayanim. Very difficult. So the Ramban doesn't like it. Ramban thinks that it's not correct. The Ramban thinks in din and halacha is not correct. Ramban thinks that since the pasuk is talking about the Kabbalah Seder of din and nefashas, so Kabbalah Seder din nefashas needs a bezin of 23. Whatever number bezin you need for the psak, that's the same number of members of the bezin that you need for the Kabbalah Seder. And the Rav Sadigon holds not so. Rav Sadigon and half of the Rishonim hold based on Gemara, the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. For Kabbalah Seder, you need a bezin of 3, whether the Kabbalah Seder is going to be Eidus for Mamonos or Eidus for Nefoshes. Even Eidus for Nefoshes is enough of Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Shlosh. Then the discussion whether it's Chai Misa or not, the discussion needs 23. But for the purpose of the Kabbalah Seder, it's enough with the bezin of 3. And the Ramban HaChumash disagrees, and the Ramban HaGemara disagrees. The end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. He learns the Gemara differently. The Gemara talks about how many members of the bezin do you require should be Yecholim Ladaber. L'cholim l'shmaya. What does that mean? So the Rishonim have 2 pshatim. One pshat is l'cholim l'daber b'shivim l'oshim. They have to be able to understand all the 70 languages. Someone's going to come to Bezin, they're going to start talking French, they're going to start talking Spanish, they're going to start talking Yiddish. So you have to know Arabic, you have to know all the different languages in order to be able to be metabolized. So that's a half of the Rishonim learning the Gemara. You need Shnaim Ledaber Ve'echad L'Shemaya. You only need a Bezin of 3 for Kabbalah Seydis from the Fashi. You don't need all 23. So you need two of the three should know how to speak all the foreign languages, and one of them is enough if he understands all the foreign languages. He doesn't have to know how to speak French and Spanish and Japanese and so on. He doesn't have to know how to speak as long as he understands it. And the Ramban says, what do you mean? 3 people is enough, they understand Spanish. No, Kabbalah Seder needs all the 23. So what does it talk about in the Gemara Shnayim? No, that means talking and learning. Every Bezna of 23, they have to know Din in the Fashas. They have to know Hilchas Din in the Fashas. That section in the Ramah. But they have to know Ganshas. So you need Shnayim Ledaber Ve'echad L'Shmaya. Two of the members of the 23 Mem Bezna have to be crackerjacks. They have to be able to talk and learning in Kol HaTerakula. And one of them has to be Yochel L'Shmaya. He can understand. He can follow a conversation. He doesn't have to be able to carry on the conversation. If he can follow the conversation, it's enough. But how many have to understand all the foreign languages? All 23 have to understand. Kabbalah Seder says Nefashim needs a Bezin of 23. So that's... The Ramban disagrees with the Rav Sadi going. And Pshat in the Pasuk, he says it doesn't read straight the way Rav Sadi goes. Al-Pishnayim Eidim, Al-Pishlosh Eidim means Al-Pishlosh Dayanim. But it says Nechumish, the word Al-Pishlosh Eidim. Al-Pishnayim Eidim, Al-Pishlosh Eidim, Yochum Dov. It says Eidim, it doesn't say Dayanim. He says it doesn't fit into the Pasuk, and he says the Halacha is not correct either. Because Kabbalah Seder on the Fashion needs a Bezin of 23, it's not enough Bezin of 3. He reads the Gemara Sanhedrin differently. So what is the Pshuto Shal Mikra? Al-Pishnayim Al-Shlosh Eidim. So Ramban suggests, based on the Gemara in the third parak in Sanhedrin, Yavid Din Torah, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven presents his version of the story. Shimon says, you lie. And Reuven says, I can bring you 5 witnesses who were there. The Halacha says, if he brings 2 witnesses, it's good enough. But he says, I can bring 5 witnesses. So the Gemara has a discussion. Tzorach levara tainosa, or ain't tzorach levara tainosa. He says he can bring 5 witnesses. Will Bezin tell him produce the 5 witnesses or not? So the Gemara has one opinion. Tzorach levara tainosa. He said he can bring 5. Let him bring 5. Then there's even an opinion. Tupshat Merashi. What if they called his bluff, and the Bezin says, okay, bring the 5 witnesses, and he can only get 2 witnesses. He says I was just exaggerating. So there's one pshat in Rashi that even B'di'evidi lost it entirely. If you say you have 5 witnesses, you got to produce all the 5. And if one of the 5 is a Karav apostle, you lost it entirely. You said you have 5 witnesses, the halacha changes, the halacha now requires 5 witnesses. The Ramban says the mocker for that idea is in the pasuk. It says, Al pishneinim, al pishloisha, edim yachm adovam. Im iskayem, isayedis pishneinim, lo imparat locha, kosa bishloisha. No, that's what it means. If you claim that you can bring 3 edim, the halacha says you need 3 edim. The halacha is no longer... Shnayim Eidim is the minimum. You always need 2 Eidim to win a Dintar and Dinim Amenis. But sometimes the Halacha requires more than 2. If you claim you can bring more than 2 Eidim, so you have to produce all the extra Eidim. So it could be that when our Gemara says Kulam Mishim Eidim, it could be that it doesn't mean that it's a Tanai. This coming Sunday, Rabbi Bleich is speaking in room 501, 9:30 in the morning. On Birchas Hachama, is that correct? Do they have up the signs? Yeah. Yutes Ador, that's this coming Sunday. Okay. Everyone is invited, free. Okay. He wrote a Sefer. Sefer is available. Okay. And the function is supposed to be completed by 11:30 when we have our regular sheet. So that's the shaila over here in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says, "Time shemaidim and kulam mishum tanai." And Rish Lakish disagrees, and he says, "Kulam mishum eidim." What does it mean, "Kulam mishum eidim"? It's a tanai that they needed, as if they would have been eidim. That's the flavor of the tanai. Oh, no, it's really a din of eidim, just like the Ramban writes on Chumash. If the Baldin claims I can bring 5 eidim, so we say, okay, the Halacha says you got to bring 5 eidim. You don't win if you only bring 2 eidim. So maybe over here, since he says, Kulchem Chasaimu, So maybe the halacha requires over here, based on that same pasuk, maybe the halacha requires that you need all 10, the son. Yeah. Yeah, how do we paskin? That's a shayla over here, how we paskin. Normally, whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokesh, we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases that the Gemara lists off in Perak HaCholetz, that we paskin like Mishlokesh. Yeah, but here the problem is that the Gemara quotes, also, the bottom line on Yud Chesem base. And that's the Tosfos showed from the Gemara in the end of Megillah. The Shaila was, which has higher level of Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash? So Rabbi Yechanan says that Beis HaKnesses has a higher level of Kedusha. Then the Gemara just says, but of course we all know we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan Shita because we follow Rabbi Shimon HaLevi. So how do we all know that we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan Shita? So Taisa says, even though we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan Neged B'nei Doro, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan Halachik Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan Halachik Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish Halachik Rabbi Yechanan. We always pass like Rabbi Yechanan when he disagrees with one of his contemporaries. Disagrees with more than one, maybe he don't pass like Rabbi Yechanan. But when he disagrees with one, we pass like him. But Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is different. We treat Rabbi Shimon ben Levi as a satana, even though he was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan at the same time. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Talmidim of Amorim, first generation of Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yechanan was an Amorim, but when he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, we often pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So that's the Shaila. The Rosh quotes the whole story over here. The whole Gemara sounds like it's saying we should pass like Rish Lakish here. And a lot of Rishonim say no, we still pass like Rabbi Yechanan, based on the Klal in the Gemara in Yevamis, that whenever there's a Machlek Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, except for the three cases, this is not one of the three. Yeah, they must have had the traditions how to pass. How did they figure out how to pass? Yeah, what's it then when you write a Sefer Torah? You can't write the Sikra. The O is black ink, and Sikra is red ink. So Sefer Torah is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Shehiyu Nechtovim B'Yo. You have to write Dafke in black ink. That's a big, long Hagos Maimoni on the Rambam, and the first Tosfos over here. That's the Shaila. What kind of ink did they write Sefer Torah? Did the ink have to have oil to it? Or did it not have to have oil to it? The Gemara Ben Mamadlikin, Tosfos quotes on the top of Yud Tes and the Gemara Ben Mamadlikin talks about Kol Asrof Miyofen B'Yo. Sounds like they're up putting in oil into the ink. And the other Gemara seemed to say not so. So that's a shayla. Does sorof really mean oil? Elohim Rabbeinu Tam, sorof doesn't mean oil. Just means a liquid. It means moisture. Yeah. So that's a shayla. What is dio? What does it mean dio? For Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. The Rambam says that dio just means it should be black. No, it can be pencil also. It can be black pencil is also good. Black ink, black pencil. It's not a halacha dafka of black ink. It's not a halacha dafka oil or anything. Dio just means black. But here by get, there's no such halacha. Dio is good and sikra is also good. Sikra is red ink. Green ink, all colors are good. Kankantom, what's the story with kankantom? Kankantom means indelible ink. That you can't, if you'll dip it into liquid, the ink won't dissolve. So a Megillah Saita cannot be written in Kankantom. Because a Megillah Saita has to be such that you dip it into the Maim HaMarim and all of the ink dissolves into the water and then the Saita has to drink it. The ink is not poisonous, it doesn't taste good, but it's not poisonous. There's no reason why she should die. The death or the niks of an Israel Zera is really L'mayla Manateva. But still the Halacha says you can't write the Megillah Saita using kankantum because the kankantum seeps into the parchment and it can't be erased. Can you write a Sefer Torah with kankantum? So the Gemara says in Erev and on Daf Yud Gimel that's a machlokes hatanoim. It depends. The Tosfos Dimur Masechta kankantum refers to the Gemara. It depends on the machlokes hatanoim. Whether mochkid lo min haTorah or ein mochkid lo min haTorah. What's the shaila? Do you have to write the Megillah Saita Lishma for this specific Saita? What if they wrote a Megillah Saita Stam in case it ever comes up? They wrote a Megillah Saita. Very strange Gemara. What do you mean in case a Saita will come to the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says in Masech HaSaita, Megillah Saita Shenichtava before she took the Shvuah is no good. Because she has to take the Shvuah Sa'olah. The Kohen recites the Shvuah Sa'olah and then she says, Amen, Amen, Amen. Amen shalos atisi, and Amen if I was Mizana, the curse should take effect on her. The Amen is the Kabbalah Sa'shvu, and Amen is the Kabbalah Sa'olah. So it says, after she takes the Shvuah, because of HaKoyin, it's a Olas Ha'ilah Ba'Sefer. After she took the Shvuah, then you have to have a Kohen write it down. So the Marin Saita quotes Amarayim who say, Megillah Saita Shenichtava. If the Megillah was written by a Kohen, it's not written by a Kohen, it's no good. It has to be, because of HaKoyin, it's a Olas Ha'ilah. You don't write Psukim. The Psukim give you the text of the Shvuah. You write the Shvuah that she took because of HaKoyin. He has to write after she took the Shavuah Sa'olah, then you write it B'Torah Shavuah Sa'olah. You don't write it B'Torah Pesukim. So the Gemara has so it's very strange. The Gemara in the Erev and Daf Yigimel has a Machlokes HaTanoim. A get certainly needs Ksiva L'Shmo. Does a Megillah Soito need Ksiva L'Shmo? Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Gemara maybe a Machlokes HaTanoim. Gemara is not sure because the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. If they wrote a Megillah Saita for one Saita and a different one for the other Saita, can I mix them up? Can I use this Megillah Saita for this one and that one for that one? What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says the Pashtus is what you need Ksiva L'Shma. It could be that they all agree that you do need Ksiva L'Shma, but you just need, perhaps it's sufficient Ksiva L'Shem Megillah Saita, not necessarily for this specific Saita. By get, it has to be l'shmar, l'shmar, l'shem gerishin. That means it's not enough l'shem gerishin bechlal. It should be l'shem gerishin elu, because it's the haschalas ha-gerishin. So it should be l'shmar, l'shmar. They're not three different l'shmars. There's l'shem gerishin, that's one. This document should be used to accomplish gerishin. And l'shmar, l'shmar means this, l'shem gerishin elu, it's the haschalas ha-gerishin ha-elu. So by Megillah Saita, that's the machlokes ha-tanoim. So the Gemara has this machlokes ha-tanoim is like this. I have a sefer Torah. Can I use the parsha Saita that was written not l'shem Megillah Saita at all? Where the moichkin lo min ha-Torah ain't moichkin lo min ha-Torah. The whole story is so strange. What do you mean moichkin lo min ha-Torah? It has to be written after she took the Shavua. So the Torah says, yeah, that's what it means. The sefer wrote a sefer Torah after she took the Shavua. What do you mean? She just took the Shavua 5 minutes ago and he wrote a sefer Torah. What's going on? Where is he writing the sefer Torah? What's the whole story? It doesn't seem to correspond. The Gemara in Soita, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yigimel doesn't seem to correspond with the Gemara in Soita, where the Amoraim say that the Parsha Soita has to be written after she took the Shavua. Because you're not writing Psukim, you're writing Shavuos HaSoita. If you're writing Shavuos HaSoita, so how can you have a Shaila where the Mochkin Lomen HaTorah? There wasn't even a Kavana L'Shem Parsha Soita. Very strange. So the Gemara has a Alkal Panim, we don't fully understand. Taisus works on it there in Saita in the Erev and Daf Yigimel. Taisus works there in Erev and Daf Yigimel. Did someone tell the Sefer he should write the Sefer Torah the Shem Saita? No, he's writing Sefer Torah the Shem Sefer Torah. Again, the Sefer can write Lushma on his own. It's only considered Ksiva Lushma if the husband authorizes the writing of the get. So by the Megillah Saita, it doesn't have to be authorized. See, that's what Tais is there. And Erev and Daf Yigimel comes up with a Wapra Vechidish, that the requirement that the husband should authorize the Sefer to write the get Lushma is only with the Rabban. When a Torah, if the Sefer writes Lushma, it's good, it's considered Lushma. So that opinion is not accepted at all. Not only not accepted, in Ganzen Nitchel, Ganzen Nad. We say if the Sefer wrote this get on his own, and the husband gave it to his wife, it's not even a Recha get. According to Tosfos, the get is good men haTorah. It's only possible in the Rabbanan. So it should make a recha get, she should be asur lekuna. And the Shulchan Aruch, it says like the Gemara, the beginning of the third parak, if the get, even if the Sefer wrote it l'shma, but he wasn't authorized to write it by the husband, that's considered totally shelo l'shma. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, it's not even a recha get. So that Tosfos is very strange. We don't accept that Tosfos.
We said that the Rambam says that yo is also to be written in pencil. So, if so, how can
you
write Megillah
Saita?
Yeah, because without a pencil,
would
be
machek.
Pencil would be
machek. No, Megillah Saita is a special din, has to be yochel imachek. So, pencil would be no good. You need dafke ink. That shouldn't be kankantum. It's not going to seep into the parchment.
But Dio is nimcha normally?
Yeah, it has to be dafke ink that sits on top, that doesn't seep in. Yeah. So the Gemara there in Erevin has this machlekes ha-tanoim, where the moichkin lomen ha-Torah and moichkin lomen, I have an old sefer Torah, and I want to use the parsha Saita, I want to cut it out, and I want to erase that. It wasn't written for anybody to get divorced. So the Gemara says, if you hold moichkin lomen ha-Torah, that you can never use kankantom for writing the Parsha Soita Shebesefer Torah, because it won't be able to be used from Parsha Soita. What do you mean? It's a din. It's never going to happen. It's never going to come up in a million years. You can't write a Parsha Soita and a Sefer Torah with kankantom because he may need it for a Parsha. Who's going to use a Sefer Torah? You're going to write a separate Parsha Soita. What's going on? So l'chori, you have to say pshat in the Gemara. If merkin lo min haTorah, if the din says that you don't need ksiva l'shma, and you can theoretically can use the Parsha Soita and the Sefer Torah, so that's a din. Parsha Soita may not be written with kankanto. So if theoretically the Parsha Soita Sefer Torah may be used, that's also labeled as Parsha Soita, and that's halacha. Not because someone may want to use it for a soita and it won't be able to use it. Come on, no one's going to use it. It's never going to happen. But if theoretically you could use it for a Parsha Soita, so that's a din. Parsha Soita must be written without kankanto. That's the pshat in the Gemara. There's such a similar idea. Some Rishonim have the Ritva, has in his collection of tshuvas. He has a din is that a tefillin and mezuzah have to be written kesidron. And Sefer Torah doesn't have to be written kesidron. What about the dalat parsha is kadesh v'yikaviach shema v'yom shema and the Sefer Torah said the Ritva says it has to be written kesidron. Where does that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's it. The halacha isn't that tefillin and mezuzah need ksivik kesidron. Parshios of the tefillin, parshios of the mezuzah have to be ksivik kesidron. So even if, even in the Sefer Torah, where mitzad Sefer Torah, you don't need ksivik kesidron. But the parshios of the tefillin need ksiva kesidron in the Sefer Torah. So that's what the Gemara says also on the Erevin, that what? Parsha Soita, if ain't moichkin lo min haTorah, so it's not called this, the psukim in the Sefer Torah, not called Parsha Soita. But if the din is theoretically moichkin lo min haTorah, so those few lines in the Chumash are called Parsha Soita. Parsha Soita is halacha, you can't write it with kankantum, because it's indelible ink, it gets absorbed into the parchment and you can't get it out. There in the Chodesh Dikei Gemara, there in Erev and Dasi Gimel. So that's what the Mishnah says over here. There are no limitations here. The background doesn't have to be parchment. It can be paper. It can be any kind of metal. It can be wood. Any kind of a background. It doesn't have to be writing the thing. You can engrave it, or you can make a hole through and through. There's no special halacha how the ksiva should be. The halacha says you can write in any language. We had a Mishnah later. The get can either be written in Yavanis or Ivris, and then the Gemara said that Parsis is also acceptable. So any language is good, and any background is good, and any kind of ink is good. It doesn't have to be Dio, it can be Sikra, red ink for Sefer Torah. Sikra is not acceptable. And Kankantam is acceptable, even though it's no good for Megillah, so there's no restrictions over here. But Yosef Glili has two limitations, that the background on which you write it cannot be Oichlim, it cannot be Balichaim. Why? Because he learns Adum Yud Sefer. Ma Sefer, the Lav Oichlim, the Lav Balichaim. Of course, and the Chachamim say, no, if it would have been written the Kosav, lo bisefer krisus, bisefer means he write it on a background of parchment. But it doesn't say bisefer, it says Kosav lo sefer krisus, so the word sefer doesn't refer to the background upon which the get is written, rather refers to the text of the get. Kosav lo sefer krisus is a sphirus dvarim hudiyos. That's the machlokes of Yosef Glili in the Chacham. What do you need a pasuk to tell you that you need sfiras dvarim in a get? Of course you need sfiras dvarim. If you just give a blank piece of paper, so that's not a get. The answer is, you need sfiras dvarim yisarim. You need extra things. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim. You need sfiras dvarim yisarim. What sfiras dvarim yisarim? So the Ran says, he thinks that Sheamus are needed min haTorah. Even if you hold that you don't need the muchach mitoichai, Tosfos on Chof and Aleph says you only need Sheamus if you hold like Rav Meir, because you need Muchach Mitoch, the Tosfos Habina Shmar Shma. So if you hold like Rav Meir, Eidech Simikar, so Eidech Simikar means it has to be Muchach Mitoch, so then you need Sheamus that it should be Muchach Mitoch. But if you hold like Rav Lazar, Eidech Masirikar, so obviously it's not, there's no Raya at all, so you don't need Muchach Mitoch, so you don't need Sheamus. That's what Tosfos writes. And the Ran on that Tosfos disagrees, the Ran on the Rif. And he thinks that that you need Sheamus because of the din of Sfiras Dvarim. Sfiras Dvarim Yisera. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it seems in the Mishnah like that, the Mishnah later, that there's a machlokes Rav Yudah Nachachamim where they have to write in the get the daily heavy lichem inoy sefer truchim. So the Gemara seems to, the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, all the Tanoim agree that you need v'dein. The whole machlokes only is, if you didn't write v'dein, do you have the right to treat it is if it's self understood. It's muva me'elov. It's a yad. So that's a machlekes, but it's a yad sheinu machiach legamrei. It's not such a strong yad, it's a little weaker yad. What do you need a yad? Why do you have to write the whole thing for in the first place? In the shtar kiddushin, you don't have to write, and this piece of paper should serve as the shtar kiddushin. If I sell your karka as nikknas bishtar, you have to write, and this document should serve as the shtar kinyan to affect the change. What do you have to write? This should serve as the get. You give the get to the woman. You say, I read Megoresh's many, so it must be based on this, because there is akasa, the pasul la sfiras dvarim. Kasva la sefer krisis goes on sfiras dvarim yiserim. You have to write extra l'shainis in the get. Even my shtar kiddushin, you don't need it. You don't find in the shtar kiddushin that you need sfiras dvar miser. Special din in the get. Okay. Well, the net is Sunday, Monday. We gotta finish the chazor and have a pchina. Okay. Everyone's invited to come to the Brichas Hachama lecture on Sunday morning. What was it again? 9:30 in the morning?